Boy, what a beautiful looking piece of fruit. Wow. And it's supposed to make one wise. Who doesn't want to be wise? That's what the serpent said. It's supposed to make one wise. God said don't eat it, but who? That's a beautiful piece of fruit. What's the harm? What's the harm? Eve ate it. The woman ate it. Exposed. It's a terrible feeling to know that you've done wrong. Have you ever been in a beautiful place, and you wrecked it. Have you ever been in a really, really beautiful place, and you wreck it? This garden was a beautiful place. It is a beautiful place. So peaceful. My eyes have been opened. I feel shame, fear. See, I used to love just walking with God, and we enjoyed company together. We enjoyed being together, and now I'm afraid of him. Have you seen God? Have you seen God? Have you seen God? fear is a terrible thing. I never... Beautiful, peaceful creation that God had made was forever changed because of one man's disobedience. But you know, on that day, it wasn't all bad news. On that day, it wasn't all bad news. You see, on that day, God provided a substitute. He provided a substitute. God provided a substitute through the death of an animal. Have you ever seen an animal die? It's terrible. I never had seen death before. I had never seen death before. An animal is killed. They're killed. They can't breathe. They can't live anymore. It's awful. It's awful. It's awful. I'd never seen death before. But because I disobeyed, something had to die. Something had to die. And an animal died as a substitute, so that I could be covered before God. But you know, on that day, there's even better news. There was even better news. Because a promise was made that I would never see, that the serpent was going to be destroyed. There was going to come a day when the serpent was going to be destroyed. What an amazing thing that that awful serpent, they looked so good. He looked so wise, and that deceiver was going to be destroyed. That was the best news that day. That was the best news that day. There was hope. There was hope for mankind. Hope for mankind. So, kids, since there's hope, let's sing some songs. Let's sing some songs. Hope, let's sing some songs. We're going to do things a little bit different, okay? We're going to sing. If you call out a song, and you know what?
If you call out a song, I'll ask you to say your verse too, okay? We won't be able to get to everybody, but don't worry. Gifts and snacks are not dependent on who says their verse this time. Is that all right? You get a prize for just showing up. Okay, so the verse today is, there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12:2. So our verse is about covering and hiding. Covering and hiding. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12:2. Okay? So who wants... You can give out a song and then you have to say your verse. Okay? Who wants to give out a song? You want to give out a song, Robert? What number? 12. Number 12. Number 12. We'll sing number 12. Okay, can you say your verse, Robert? There is nothing?
There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12:2.
Very good. Okay, who's got another one? Who's got another song? You got a song? What song you got, bud? 40. Number 40. Number 40. That's a good one. Let's see here. Number 40. Jesus Loves Me. That's a great one. Let's sing the first and last verse of Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me.
Can you say your verse?
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12:2.
Very good. That was excellent. Okay, how about a girl? Is there a girl that wants to... Sarita, what you got? 32? Okay, very good. How about the first and... How about the first and last verse again? What can one...
No!
say your verse here? There is nothing?
There is nothing?
Hidden.
Hidden.
I'm sorry. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
There is nothing covered that that shall not be revealed, and there is nothing hidden.
Shall not be. Oh boy, that shall not. Phone.
That shall not
be revealed.
That shall not be revealed. Luke.
Luke 12:2.
Luke 12:2.
Ooh, this isn't good. Sorry, folks. Who's got another one? Who's got another one? Okay, how about you?
77.
Well, we only go up to. Is that in the other hymn book? Do you know what number? Or do you know what it is? 77? Do you know what the song is? Maybe we can. We don't have a 77 in this hymn sheet, but in the other book, there is a 77, so maybe that's what you're thinking about. Do you have the name? What's the name of 77? Do you know? Salvation. Is it like salvation is a big word? Okay. Yeah, if you don't mind. Let's just do the first verse and the chorus. Salvation is a big word, but I am not too small to know Christ died on Calvary from sin to save us all. But when a sinner trusts Him to save him from his sin, the Savior comes with peace and joy to dwell His heart within. And we'll sing the chorus, just the first verse. Salvation
is a big word, but I am not too small to know Christ died on Calvary from sin to save us all. For when a sinner trusts Him to save him from his sin, the Savior comes with peace and joy to dwell His heart within.
You know the verse? There is nothing covered.
There's nothing covered
that shall not be revealed.
Neither that
hid
that shall not be known.
Yeah. Luke 12:2. Very good. Okay, who's? Let's see here. Maybe one or two more. Anybody else have another one? We got some down there. What do you want?
Number 21.
Okay, number 21. The Son.
Oh,
Okay, kids, we're gonna stop singing for now. I got a question for you, kids. Did it look like Adam was having a good day?
No.
No? Bad day? Do you think it was like a really bad day? I think it was a really, really bad day. To think that, you know, you and I, we're used to fear. We see fear all around us. Adam had never feared. He didn't know what fear was. I don't think Adam, he had never experienced fear. But why was it? Why was it that Adam experienced fear? Which is what? It's sin. It's disobedience. It's sin. You know, a lot of people in this world say, hey, look, don't worry about sin. It doesn't matter. That sin stuff, it's just stuff that you read in the Bible. It doesn't have any effect on your life. Don't worry about it. That's what people tell you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm telling you, kids, that this issue of sin, it's the biggest issue in the whole world. You see, relationships are wrecked by it. Fear comes into our hearts because of it. Shame comes into our hearts because of it. It's the biggest issue that you and I have to deal with. It's sin. It has huge ramifications on our life. Huge ramifications. What in the world are we supposed to do? How do you get rid of this sin problem? How can I be free from this sin problem? You know, there's another man in the Bible. You have no doubt heard about this man. You know, this man, he did some really big mistakes. Really big mistakes. Really, really big mistakes. This man's name is David. We read what he says in Psalms 32. We read about this man in Psalms 32. You know, there's two kinds of hidings, kids. We read about the bad kind of hiding. It's hiding from God. It says, God, I don't want to be around you. I'm scared of you. I don't want to be seen by God. Hiding from God. How well do you think that works? How well do you think it works to hide from God? Not very good at all. You think the God who made everything sees you? You think the God who made trillions and trillions and trillions of galaxies, do you think he sees you? Absolutely. You know, in Psalms chapter 32, this man David, he done some really, really bad stuff. He done some really bad stuff. And he says about sin, he says in verse 3, when I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. My bones waxed old. What in the world does that mean? What does it mean, your bones wax old? Have you ever seen old bones? Have you ever seen old bones? Have you seen old bones? You know, old bones, they tend to work like this. Why do they work like that? What? They're old. Well, but what's the problem with old bones? What's the problem with old bones? Why is it that some people, like, just They're kind of broken. They're painful. Yeah, they hurt. They hurt. It hurts to walk. It hurts to walk with old bones. You know, David, he says, my bones, they ache. They're like these old bones. They ache because of my sin. My sin hurts me so much. My sin is so painful. It hurts. It hurts my bones. Have you ever felt guilty? Have you ever felt guilty? You did something and you know you shouldn't have done it. It hurts. My bones are, they hurt. He says, for day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. Have you ever had your parents' hand on your head? Is it a good feeling? I can only speak from experience. Somebody back there knows what it was like to have their hand on my head. It's not a pleasant experience. Do you like it when your parents say, hey, get in line? Is that a pleasant feeling? No, it's not a pleasant feeling. Sin is not a pleasant feeling. It's not something that we rejoice in. And David, he feels it. He feels it. It says, my moisture is turned into the drought of summer. It's like this. Have you ever seen like a dry field? Are you going to get anything good from a dry field? You farmer boys, what's it like to when all the fields are brown and it's not harvest time? Do you think that's a good thing? No, you don't get any crops. No good thing comes from a dry field, right? That's sin. That's sin. Sin is like a dry field. Nothing good comes from it. So what in the world are you supposed to do? What in the world are you supposed to do? David says, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquities have I not hid. I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Let's just stop there. Lord, I'm a sinner. You see everything. You see me. You see everything I've done. I am a sinner. I've blown it. I can't bring anything good to you. I can't. There's nothing good in me. I've blown it. But there's hope. There's hope. The story doesn't end there. The story does not end there. David says, thou forgavest my iniquity. If thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Do you know that the God who made heaven and earth and sees everything that you do is ready to pardon and forgive? Do you know that? Do you know that? You know, and he goes on and he says in verse 7, he says, now this is the other part of hiding that's wonderful. We read about the bad part of hiding, but there's a good part of hiding. He says, thou art my hiding place. My hiding place. You are my hiding place. What does it mean to hide in God? What does it mean to hide in God? What in the world? How do you hide in God? I want to give this illustration here real quick. Tell me, am I hiding? I mean, part of my legs hiding. Am I hiding? No. No, I'm not really hiding yet, am I? You know, a lot of us are going to go to God and we're going to say, hey, look, God, I mean, I kind of trust you. I kind of do. I mean, I kind of trust you, but there's a couple good things I've done. There's a couple good things. Is that hiding in God? Is that hiding in God? Is this hiding? Can you see me? You can see me? You can see my head. Really? That's not hiding? I thought God, I didn't think God was going to be all that bad. You know, I mean, a little bit of me showing is going to be okay. Is that how it works? Is that how it works? Is this hiding? Can't see me. I'm hidden. Fully? Fully hidden. We'll say I'm hidden. I mean, I'm not anymore, but am I hidden? I'm fully hidden now, aren't I? I mean, as hidden as a sheet's gonna just hang tight. I mean, don't get too technical. Don't get too technical. I was fully hidden. I was fully hiding. You know, that's what it means. That's what it requires to have the saving. That's what we need when we're hiding in God. We can't come to God and say, oh, but look at what I've done. I mean, I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad. That's not hiding in God. Hiding in God is fully trusting Him. Not coming to God and saying, hey, look, I'm mostly hidden. I'm mostly hidden, but not fully. No. The saving, hiding, that delivers us from all the power and the consequences of sins means that we fully trust in the Lord Jesus with all of our hearts. With all of our hearts. Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you? Or are you coming to God saying, you know what? It's not that bad. You know, there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day when you're going to, if you have not fully put your trust in the Lord Jesus, you're going to stand before a great white throne. And on that throne is God Himself. From it says, from whom all of the heavens and earth fled away. It will be the most terrifying experience you can ever imagine to stand before a holy, righteous, perfect God and say, there's not going to be anything to say. It will be an absolutely terrifying experience if you have not put your trust in the Lord Jesus. But the person who has fully gone to the Lord Jesus and said, there is nothing that I bring. Nothing, no good thing that I bring. To the cross, Lord Jesus, I cling. That's all I got. That's all I need. That's it. That's it. And then you know what he says? David, he says, just in closing, he says, after he says, "You are my hiding place," he says, "Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." You know, the person who knows their sins are forgiven, fear is gone, shame is gone, there's no, you can come directly to God with no fear. Do you think that person wants to sing? Do you think that person wants to sing? If you know there's nothing to fear, are you going to sing? You think you're going to sing? There's something to sing about. If you've come to put your trust in the Lord Jesus, oh, there is something to sing about. To be delivered from every stain of sin. So in closing, we're going to sing. I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. Can you say that with your heart in your heart? Can you say, I will sing of my Redeemer? The person who brought me out of this awful sin. Can you say that? If you can't say that, if you can't say that with your heart, oh, I plead with you. I plead with you that right now you would say, Lord Jesus, there is nothing that I can bring to you except my sins. Please. Wash them in your precious blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. Let's sing number 31. If you can't sing this, I just plead with you that you would get right. Come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. But for those of us who can sing it, let's sing it like we've been delivered. Let's sing it with all of our hearts, because it's the greatest message ever told. I will sing.